Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's stay with another Alabama story now that's on the mind of U.S. senators in Washington, because they have the job of deciding whether 36-year-old Brett J. Talley should be confirmed to a lifetime appointment as a federal judge. President Trump nominated the Harvard Law graduate to be a U.S. district judge for the Middle District of Alabama, despite the fact that Talley has never tried a case. The American Bar Association is not impressed. It gave Talley a rating of not qualified for a seat on the federal bench. Still, Republicans so far have been fine with Brett J. Talley. All of the Republicans on the Judiciary Committee supported his nomination last week. David Latt is an attorney and founding editor of the legal news website Above the Law.
So in my opinion, I think Brett Talley is qualified to be a judge. I don't know whether I would say he is the best qualified for this position, but he does have a broad range of experience. He has had a close-up experience in terms of working as a clerk. If anything, I think the most fair thing to say about this nomination is it's premature. I think Brett Talley would have been an excellent nominee 10 years, maybe even 5 years from now. Right now, it's premature. But as a baseline matter, is he qualified? I would say yes.
Now, you know my next question, because the American Bar Association disagrees with you, David Latt. It's very, very rare for that organization to give out a not qualified rating for a federal nominee. But they gave one to Brett Talley.
So there are a couple of caveats about the ABA ratings. With respect to the Trump administration has changed the Obama-era policy of giving the ABA advance peeks or sneak peeks at the nominees. The Obama administration would let the ABA look at the nominees before the nominations were announced, give the Obama administration its rating, and then the administration could decide whether or not to go forward. So Obama's administration asked the ABA to rate 185 or so nominees at one point in the administration, and 14 of them were rated not qualified. The Obama administration then decided not to nominate those people. The Trump administration is less sympathetic to or interested in the ABA's views. They criticize the ABA as left-leaning, and so they have not been giving the ABA advance peaks. And so as a result, some of their nominees are going to get dinged as not qualified.
So Brett J. Talley's qualifications have come to the fore here as the Trump administration nominates a lot of judges. But David Latt, there's another issue that's come up in the last couple of days, as reported by our partner, The New York Times, that in his disclosures to the Senate, Brett Talley did not tell senators that he's married to the chief of staff of the White House counsel. Is that a significant omission?
So I think that he probably should have mentioned that just to be upfront about it. But it wasn't exactly a secret. Anyone with a Google would have known that Ann Donaldson, who's the chief of staff to the White House counsel, is married to Brett Talley. I mentioned it on Above the Law back in April. And if you look at the specific question on the questionnaire, it says, what communications have you had with the White House regarding this nomination? Typically, that's where the nominees talk about how they were approached by the White House. So it's not exactly the place where you would say, well, you know, I was chatting over the dinner table with my wife. It's really more about how were you officially approached about being a judicial nominee. So I can see why he didn't disclose that. I think he should have, because he would have saved himself a lot of headaches, certainly.
Well, let's take a step back then for just a moment from the specific case of Brett J. Talley, because it's pretty rare for judges at this level to get so much public attention. What's been going on behind the scenes, David Latt, as you know, is that while the country is focused on Roy Moore and China and North Korea and a big tax bill and a lot of other issues at the same time, Republicans in the Senate and President Trump have been busy filling dozens of vacancies in the federal court system with conservatives. Neil Gorsuch was just the start of this trend, and pretty quietly, Republicans have been filling the courts.
Yes, absolutely. And this is something that progressives need to be aware of, because these courts are very important. Now, trial courts, I would say, are less important than the appeals courts, because a lot of the cases decided in trial courts are not controversial, are not politically charged, and they go up to the appeals court if one of the parties wants to seek an appeal. So in some ways, Talley's court is not the final word here. But on a lot of the middle courts, the intermediate appeals courts right below the Supreme Court, those courts are the final word for thousands of cases, because the Supreme Court looks at only about 80 cases a year. Hundreds of thousands of cases go through the federal system. And so those courts are being stalked by people who will serve for life. And I think people need to be aware of that.
So, David Latt, I hear you saying that the outcry over Brett J. Talley is a bit overblown, not only his qualifications, but his disclosures, his age, his experience, and everything else. But you don't get out of here without walking into the well, Senator Latt, and voting up or down. You said this nomination is premature. Brett J. Talley, yay or nay?
I would vote yay. With some, not enthusiastically, but I think he is qualified to serve on the federal bench.
David Latt, founding editor of Above the Law, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Todd.